Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know how sometimes you just crave peace and quiet, so you find that perfect place, settle in, and bam, in sweeps the drama. Well, that's what happened to a listener who wrote in, and their story is, it's a wild ride through the land of bad neighbors. But it's also a really valuable lesson about setting boundaries, standing up for yourself, and ultimately, you know, protecting that peace you work so hard to find.
Absolutely. And what's so interesting about this particular case is how it highlights that sometimes the most frustrating situations are those that involve these subtle encroachments on your space, those things that are hard to put your finger on, but that just feel off.
Exactly. And that's where we're diving in today with a story that really takes the cake when it comes to interesting neighbor choices. I mean, we've all had noisy neighbors or folks who love to park their cars a little too close to the property line.
Right, those little things we can all relate to.
But this listener's experience takes it to a whole other level. I mean, picture this. You finally found your peaceful haven, carefully curated every detail, and just as you're settling in, a caravan of doom rolls in next door.
Mm.
And I'm not exaggerating. They parked it literally 1 meter from our listener's fence line in a space where they easily could have chosen to park it much further away. Oh, and the kicker. It gets better. They decide to plop down a giant shipping container right next to their other neighbor's fence, an older gentleman who lives in the small cottage.
It's those little details that often speak volumes. It's like, okay, a caravan close to the property line, maybe that's just an unfortunate choice. But then this container situation suggests a pattern. And it's those patterns of behavior, those early warning signs that we really need to pay attention to.
Especially when it comes to something as fundamental as our homes and that sense of peace we crave within them. And as if the whole caravan container combo wasn't enough, our listeners soon learned that these new neighbors were not afraid of a little confrontation. It started with a dispute with the cottage owner, the one with the container encroaching on his space.
See, and that right there tells you it's not just about the objects themselves, but about control, about asserting dominance over the shared space.
Exactly. And unfortunately, that need for control often rears its ugly head in other areas, like, you guess it, social media. Because in this day and age, no neighborhood drama is complete without a little digital spice.
Oh, I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Right. Our listener, like any reasonable person at their wit's end, made a post on Facebook expressing their frustration about the new neighbors and the whole situation. And, you know, venting on social media, it can be a double-edged sword. Sometimes you just need to let it out. But other times...
Word travels faster than you think.
Exactly. And in this case, it traveled straight to the very neighbors our listener was venting about, even though they weren't even Facebook friends. Talk about some next-level social media sleuthing skills.
Oh, boy.
The husband then decides to message our listener, and let's just say he was not happy about being called out for his, shall we say, unneighborly behavior.
It's amazing how quickly something that starts as a private frustration can escalate into a very public feud thanks to social media.
Right. And it highlights the importance of being mindful about what we share online, especially when it comes to these kinds of neighborhood disagreements. But this story, believe it or not, takes an even wilder turn. And it involves something I can only describe as a gift of questionable taste. You see, shortly after the whole Facebook fiasco, our listeners started finding something rather unpleasant on their welcome mat. Dog poop.
Oh, no, really?
And not just once, but repeatedly. The husband, of course, denied any involvement. But the thing is, our listener doesn't even own a dog.
So it crosses the line from annoying to...
malicious, absolutely.
It's like something out of a sitcom, but with much higher stakes.
Right. You have to laugh to keep from crying at that point. But here's the thing about this whole gift situation, as absurd and frankly disgusting as it is, it actually plays a crucial role in the story. Because now it's not just about hurt feelings or annoyances. We've moved into the realm of documented harassment, which, as we'll see, becomes a turning point in our listeners' journey to reclaim their peace.
Documentation is key in these situations. It's one thing to feel frustrated, but when you have evidence, it changes everything.
Exactly, because as we'll uncover after the break, our listeners' commitment to documenting every detail becomes a game changer in their fight against the caravan of doom. Stay tuned.
And we're back with part two of our deep dive into, well, let's just say the art of navigating those interesting neighbor situations. You know, before the break, we left off with our listeners staring down at something rather unpleasant on their welcome mat, a little gift that no one wants to receive.
Precisely. But the important thing here is what this gift represents.
Yeah.
Because it really highlights a crucial point in these kinds of conflicts.
It's the point where it stops being a simple annoyance and crosses over into something more, something that requires a different approach.
Exactly. And for our listener, it pushed them to explore those avenues that many of us hope we'll never have to, you know, like contacting the HOA, talking to building management.
Yeah.
Because you'd think, right, that these entities would be there to help, to mediate and ensure a peaceful living environment for everyone.
You'd hope so.
Right. But as our listeners soon discovered, those hopes were quickly dashed against the rocks of bureaucracy and, well, let's just say a certain lack of urgency on their part.
It's incredibly common in these situations, and frankly, it's one of the most frustrating parts of the whole ordeal.
Absolutely, because you're already dealing with a stressful situation, and then to feel like your concerns are being dismissed, or worse, completely ignored.
It adds insult to injury.
Exactly. But our listener, they didn't give up, and that's a testament to their character, and really highlights another important takeaway here.
Which is?
Sometimes you have to be your own advocate, even when it's hard, even when you'd rather just wish the problem away.
It's not always easy to be assertive, especially when you're dealing with something as emotionally charged as a conflict with your neighbor.
Absolutely.
Correct.
But sometimes it's necessary. And our listeners' persistence in the face of these setbacks, it's really inspiring. And it ultimately leads them to make a decision that I think a lot of people in similar situations grapple with.
Yeah.
They decide to seek legal counsel.
Which can be a really daunting prospect.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's still a certain stigma attached to taking legal action, especially against a neighbor. Mm-hmm. People worry about seeming confrontational or making the situation worse, not to mention the potential costs involved.
Right. And it can feel like you're escalating things to a whole other level.
Exactly. But here's the thing about seeking legal counsel that I think is so important to remember. It doesn't necessarily mean going to court. It's more about
understanding your options.
Yes. It's about arming yourself with knowledge, knowing your rights, and having an expert in your corner who can help you navigate what can often be a very complex and intimidating process.
And sometimes just the act of seeking legal advice can be a turning point in these situations.
Absolutely, because it sends a message that you're serious about protecting yourself and your right to live in peace. And that's exactly what happened in our listener's case. Now, the legal process itself, it wasn't a walk in the park. There were letters exchanged, forms filed, and a fair amount of waiting involved. But throughout it all, our listeners' commitment to documenting every detail proved absolutely invaluable.
All those notes, those photos, those saved texts.
Exactly. They became powerful tools in building their case, and ultimately justice prevailed, the authorities stepped in, and both the caravan and the container were ordered to be removed.
It's amazing how often those seemingly small details can make all the difference.
It's true. And for our listener, this victory, it wasn't just about reclaiming their physical backyard. It was about reclaiming their peace of mind, that sense of sanctuary that had been so disrupted. But as we'll see after the break, their story doesn't end there, because what happens next is a testament to the power of human connection and the unexpected ways in which communities can heal even after conflict. Don't go anywhere. And we're back with the final part of our deep dive into, well, the unexpected twists and turns that life can take, even when you're facing something as frustrating as a full-blown neighbor dispute.
Because sometimes those detours, those unexpected turns, they lead us to the most heartwarming destinations.
Exactly. And in this case, that destination involves a whole lot of heart, a dash of community spirit, and, well, let's just say a healthy dose of forgiveness. Remember that older gentleman we talked about? The one living in the small cottage next door?
The one who also had to deal with the interesting parking choices and container placement.
That's the one. Well, his story takes a turn that I think perfectly illustrates this idea that even in the midst of conflict, there's always room for understanding, for growth, and for those genuine human connections that remind us of what's truly important. You see, at first, this neighbor, he was a bit unsure about the whole situation, kind of on the fence about whether or not to get involved.
Which is understandable. Not everyone wants to jump into the middle of a neighborly dispute.
Exactly. And to be honest, there was another neighbor, a woman named Mrs. Eleanor, who initially seemed to be, well, let's just say she wasn't exactly teen listener at the start. She'd been living on the street for years, had her routines, and wasn't always keen on change or new folks shaking things up.
I think we've all encountered a Mrs. Eleanor in our lives.
Right. But here's the thing about Mrs. Eleanor, and I think this speaks to the power of witnessing something firsthand, you know, seeing the impact of a situation rather than just hearing about it.
Because it's easy to judge from a distance, to minimize someone else's experience.
Absolutely. But as Mrs. Eleanor observed the situation unfold, as she saw how these new neighbors were treating not just our listener, but others on the street, something shifted within her.
She had one of those, oh, now I see moments.
Exactly. And she went from being a somewhat skeptical bystander to a staunch advocate for our listener, recognizing that this wasn't just about a caravan or a container, but about standing up for what's right, for basic decency and respect among neighbors. And get this, it's Mrs. Eleanor who ends up being the catalyst for bringing the neighborhood together, you know, after the caravan and container are finally removed, because she understood that while the source of the conflict might be gone, there was still work to be done in terms of rebuilding that sense of community, that sense of shared space and harmony that had been disrupted.
And that's where the idea for a neighborhood potluck comes in.
You know it. And where do you think Mrs. Eleanor suggests they host this potluck?
Let me guess. Our listener's newly peaceful backyard.
Bingo. Talk about a full circle moment, right?
It's like a testament to the power of turning conflict into connection.
Absolutely. And for our listener, it was the perfect ending to a long and often frustrating journey, because it wasn't just about reclaiming their physical space. It was about reclaiming that sense of belonging, that sense of community that had been tested but ultimately emerged stronger.
It's a good reminder that even in the most unexpected circumstances, even when things seem their bleakest, there's always hope.
Always. And that sometimes the most heartwarming resolutions come from the most surprising places. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to remember that while not all neighborly disputes end with a potluck and a renewed sense of community, there are valuable lessons we can take from our listeners' experience. Lessons about setting boundaries, about advocating for ourselves, about documenting those crucial details, and perhaps most importantly, about recognizing that even in the midst of conflict, there's always potential for growth, for understanding, and for those unexpected connections that remind us of our shared humanity.
Well said. And on that note, to all you deep divers out there, thank you for joining us on this journey into the messy, surprising, and often heartwarming world of human interaction.
Keep asking those tough questions. Keep seeking those valuable lessons. And remember, no matter what challenges life throws your way, we're all in this together, one deep dive at a time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.